Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
The following podcast should not be considered concrete evidence of the existence of other worlds. But it is a member of the Earwolf Network, and it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. Send a package to Arnie and his friends at Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And someone will shove it through the portal so they can talk about it on the show, after their own topics of discussion have proved fruitless. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, at this table in the town of Hogsface.
This table?
This table here? This very table. I don't talk about this table enough.
Yes, you do.
Let's describe it.
Oh, it's big, and it's wood.
Mm-hmm.
Big wood table. In the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon, and I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my co-hosts, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Tip top.
How you doing, Chun?
Pretty good. You might have noticed that I've cut my hair a little shorter.
Yeah, you're sort of shorn.
Yeah, it's getting a little hot out.
It is hot.
This is exciting time for Foon.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've told you about this. Have you met Old Imptic?
Old who?
Olymptic.
Old Imptic?
Olymptic.
You are actually saying Olymptic.
Yeah. He's the old guy with the limp dick, Old Olymptic. It's coming up. It's time for his summer games.
I see.
Once every few years, Olymptic has games.
He has
summer games. He has winter games.
And
it's fun to just
wait.
Like,
what did you think you got the first time?
I thought it was an old imp's dick, like an old imp dick.
That's disgusting.
But sure, but I'm very excited.
Don't judge
about this old Olympiad.
The what?
Old Limpna.
It's the Olymptic Games.
The Olymptic Games.
Yeah. So you just grab a beer, you sit outside, you watch Olymptic on his, you know, front lawn playing games, and
it's a little bit sad, you know, because he's out there, and at first it was funny.
Yeah.
And then it was sad. Then it was funny again.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is just getting weird.
Yeah.
He does this very elaborate opening ceremony now.
Yeah.
He was just accompanied, you know, he'd kind of like light the lantern in front of his house and be like, it started. Now he does like a whole dance with ribbons.
Sure.
What does he
do in the winter?
He just comes outside naked still.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees how small he can get his penis.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And he does a biathlon.
And I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore.
That's right.
Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius.
What's that?
Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Devourer of Chaos.
Stop it.
Elves know him as Fiangelic.
What are you doing?
The dwarves know him as Zonin Hookstanjus. And in the north, thank you. And in the northeast, he is known as Gasmoenus. Maestar. And there are other secret names you do not know yet. Names with such power that if you were to say them, all of your childhood memories would disappear, except for maybe the ones about what you watched on TV.
That is true, but how do you know all of that?
Look, Usador, you used to say your name at the top of every episode, and you stopped.
I've given you
a lot of shit for it.
I don't think so. I don't think I did that.
And I'm also joined by my co-host, Chunt, King of the Badgers.
You already did that part.
Oh, okay, sorry. But yeah, Usador, I'm just sorry. I've given you a lot of shit about your name, but I miss hearing it.
Oh, you do?
I miss hearing your name. Full name. Every part of it.
That's very
And
nice.
I'm sorry if somehow me making fun of the sounds of some of your names has in any way contributed to you stopping saying it.
Oh, no. I was not intentional. I don't think I said it every episode. I think I maybe said it 3 or 4 times over the course of the past year and handful of weeks. I believe that's how long it's been. How long we've been doing
this?
Yeah,
I feel like when Arnie said it, that's maybe like the 5th time I've heard it in completion.
What?
Yes. Yeah,
he that's said not that, it, right? He says it every time.
I don't
Sometimes
think so.
More than once.
Have
like
no.
if there were 1 or 2 times that he didn't say it, he more than made up for it. Like it averages out to about 1.5 times a week.
Huh. More, and if
yes,
you say so.
I have been drinking
Red Potion.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm working on it.
Can you tell what's real and what's Red Potion?
No, I can't. Guys, I want to talk to you about something that I found this week.
The Lunar Sword?
Can we
finally...
No, I haven't found the Lunar Sword yet. But, you know, remember I had that green hat a while back that someone said was maybe one of Spintax's old hats?
Yes, I remember that hat.
You do?
I noticed it as soon as you wore it.
Yeah. I dug around in the hat, and there's like a bunch of stuff inside the hat.
Stuff inside of the hat.
Yeah, like a lot, like more stuff than you would imagine fit in a hat.
Do you want to talk about hat stuff?
I do want to talk about hat stuff.
Details.
So I pulled out these stones. I think they're like resonant stones.
Ooh. Yes, they do appear to be resonant stones to me.
Oh, yeah, those are Rocky Talkies.
Oh, these are. These seem to not be connected by distance. These seem to just be storing information on them.
Storing information?
Yes, you can sort of activate them and they'll reveal all of their inner secrets.
Yeah, you can buy those at a resonance shack.
Oh, a resonance shack?
Yeah, they used to be all over the place, and now it's just like too open.
Yeah, that's too bad.
These are more like thumb resonance stones.
Oh, so how much resonance can you store in one of those stones?
Probably like, I don't know, 2 gigs.
2 gigs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's a gig?
Oh, you know, two giggly girls talking for like about an hour.
Oh, yeah. That's how you measure audio?
We measure audio and the measurement of giggly girls.
But you have to be careful because sometimes you'll find a resonance stone and it could be evil. And if you tap into a resonance evil... That's can be a little daunting, a little scary.
Yeah, how can we listen to what's... How can we find out what's on the stone?
Oh, it's simple enough. I'll just simply set it here in the middle of the table. This beautiful wooden table, the mini...
This very table?
This very table. And I shall simply touch it with my magical power. Think a magical thought, and it shall activate.
I am Pandanomicon! Comprehensive list of demons met and banished, and other magical musings by Spintax the Green, master of the 3rd, 9th, and 12th realms of Ephesius, winner of the Wizard's Choice Award, and author of me, the Pandanomicon, the audio version, known in the Southwest as El Omnibus Demonicus. The Fingarians know me as First Green Wizard Kills All Devils. Originally published by the Halls of Tarakas Press. Copyright Negative Infinity Spintax the Green et al. All rights reserved. ISBN number 98535629251.
Usador, is this
ISBN
numbers on Earth?
0.3.
Usador, this is the Pandanomicon.
It appears to be an audio version of the Pandanomicon. You simply speak to it any question that you may have about demons and how to defeat them, and it's going to give you an answer to your question.
Holy cow. So Spintax is like your rival magician.
We're pretty good friends.
Wait, when did you know Usador didn't like Spintax?
Now, I am certainly a grander and more celebrated wizard by far.
You... Am I remembering things that you guys aren't remembering?
When has Usador never liked Spintex?
He has always never liked Spintex, at least as long as I've been here.
What show is that on?
Pandanomicon, tell me about Usador the Wizard.
No entries found.
Oh.
See, if he didn't like me, he'd put an entry in the demon thing.
Oh, I don't know. That's rough. Like, maybe he doesn't like you enough to put you in the Pandanomicon.
I don't well.
That doesn't seem to check out.
He's on Earth now and I'm here, so who's to say?
That's true.
It's a classic story of Wiz Said, Wiz Said.
Wiz Said, Wiz Said?
Yes, sometimes you have two wizards that say different things. You don't know which one to believe.
Sure. Well, hey, I'm curious. Can I just hit, like, random on the Pandanomicon?
Sure.
All right. Random.
Are you going to hit it or say it?
Random. Oh, how do I hit random?
Just speak.
Do I have to hit? Think a magic thought?
Touch it. Touch it with your finger like this. Here, okay. Hold. Put your fingers on top of my fingers.
Okay. And think of two giggly girls.
Now just sort of like... Slowly, yes, caress
just
my fingers.
Just caress it? Like,
yes,
look for the
my fingers
the
like
P?
Now think. Think a random thought.
That's all I have.
And it shall activate.
Welcome to list of tables. Dining room tables. Nightstands. Coffee tables. Drinking tables. Workbenches.
I'm assuming these are evil tables.
Sacrificial altars.
Pandanomicon, search for this very table.
Searching. Ah, the Vermilion Minotaur.
Well, wow.
Oak. Round. Mm-hmm. Stained.
Yes.
Carved. The end.
Now you see, it's an exhaustive list of demons that you can defeat, but there's also a listing of certain types of furniture found all over food.
Yeah. Wow.
And to be fair, this table is stained. It used to be stained, but it's been a while.
So if I want to ask the Pandanomicon...
You can ask it any question. I'm not exactly sure what the holdup is.
But I swear to you, if you say what's next, I'm going to smack you in the fucking face.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend. Okay, Pandanomicon. I want to know some crazy magic shit. I want to know some crazy magic shit about Foon.
Please limit your inquiries to questions about demonology.
Okay. Pandanomicon, I want to know some crazy demonology about Foon.
Pandanomicon, cancel last request. Pandanomicon, tell me about the Chorgoth of Telpain.
Chorgoth of Paletain, a psychic demon. 9 parts tail, 1 part mouth.
It's mostly
defeated.
Tail and mouth. He defeated it. How did you defeat it, Pandanomicon?
Chorgoth defeated by noose around neck.
Ooh.
Hung above an elder tree until tears drowned it. Self. Blood from scrotum used to draw a card.
Oof. Wait, used to draw a card?
The blood from demons is used by Spintax the Green to draw the likeness onto a playing card. That card then retains all powers of that demon, which Spintax then can incorporate into his deck.
Oh, yes. Spintax has a magic deck.
Uh-huh.
He plays magic.
Yeah, he's never asked you to pick a card?
No.
Pandanomicon, tell me about vampires.
Vampires. Half-human, half-demon hybrid. Romantic. Of course, the most romantic of demon hybrids. Sexually exclusive to everyone. They pass their infection through bodily fluids.
Tell me how I get rid of one of those infections.
Oh.
If I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, for a friend?
Yes.
You must find the demon who bit you.
Okay.
Encourage him to suck the venom out of his own bite.
Or her.
His venom.
Mm.
Once his venom is within his own mouth, kiss him. Cure.
It just said cure at the end of the cure.
Oh, I see. Wow, this is very tersely written.
Yes, well, it's Spintax's voice, certainly. I literally and figuratively.
Usador, have you recently been infected by a vampire?
You know.
Do we need to worry about you turning into a vampire?
Certainly not.
I have not seen you out during the day in a couple of days.
Oh, well, I just got very, very drunk. That has nothing to do with vampirism. I promise you that I'm fine. I promise you that I'm going to clear this right up.
Okay, it just seems like with a nickname like Anthony Donwalker, we should see you walk
Anthony Donwalker!
I repeated it. Checks out.
Yeah.
I'm appeased.
Spintax, are there any, like...
You're not talking to Spintax.
Oh, I'm not talking to Spintax?
You're talking to the Pandanomicon.
Oh.
It's just echoing his voice.
Oh.
It's captured the likeness of his voice and is repeating it back to you.
Oh.
You see, sometimes on Foon, there are these devices that can capture voices.
Uh-huh.
I, myself, after listening to your semi-recent description of podcasting software... decided to make my own podcasting software.
What?
I took a piece of cookware. I made it soft.
Mm-hmm.
I put a magical net around it. I hang it outside my house now. And now I can listen to our own podcast.
Oh, really?
I'm getting caught up. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Really? What? Yes. How far into the podcast are you?
It's like on the fourth episode.
Oh, the fourth episode.
Yeah, I don't think I say my name, though.
Did you say your name a lot?
How often do we talk about buttholes back then?
No, not all at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What are you listening to? I don't think you're listening to the right podcast.
Not by episode four.
I didn't think we did. I don't think we've ever... that might be the first time buttholes has ever been said, is when I just said it now.
Oh, I feel like I'm... Yusuf, you just been listening to Serial, haven't you?
I don't think he did it.
Pandanomicon.
Present.
Is there anything about shapeshifters?
Shapeshifting demons?
Sure, yeah.
Duh.
There is a night breed of demons that comes into dreams and can assume any form. They are incubi and succubi.
Oh.
Oh.
They may be destroyed in a variety of ways.
Oh, list the ways.
Sexual starvation.
Mm-hmm.
Nails through the brain. Dreaming something scarier than they are. Eat a cookie in front of them.
Why would
Share
you...
not a crumb.
Pandanomicon, I hate to interrupt, but why wouldn't you just pick the cookie one?
Perhaps you are not able to conceive of a cookie.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Lucid dreaming is a skill.
That's true. There are races that have not yet developed cookie technology.
So these happen in a dream or in real life?
In a dream.
What happens when an incubus and a succubus attack each other? Or do they?
Searching. When an incubus and a succubus attack each other, the result is a hermaphroditic demon known as Lilith.
Ooh, that's fair.
Tell us more about Lilith.
The mother of all monsters.
Ooh, the mother of all monsters.
The mother of all monsters.
Pandanomicon, was Spintax able to defeat Lilith, the mother of all monsters?
Spintax defeated her in a way.
Pandanomicon, what is Spintax's greatest weakness?
Ooh.
No entry found.
Aw.
I don't want to linger on this Lilith thing, but when you say he found a way to defeat her, you mean, like, he seduced her, right?
Yes, he exhausted her.
Pandanomicon, what percentage of your entries talk about how Spintax defeated someone through a sexual conquest?
Yeah, let's hear about these lay stats.
72%.
Come on. That is not real. Clearly, Spintax is lying again. He is the master of truth and lies.
That's true. And a lie.
What?
Let's take a quick break. I'm going to sort of get something to drink, and let's think of some more things to ask the Pandanomicon.
Well, I'll ask it about Adna.
Guys, I'm really excited about this Pandanomicon.
It doesn't show.
What? Why not?
Just seems like you're hesitant to ask any questions.
I guess I just not... It's hard to know what to... Like, look, I'm a stranger in this world. I don't even know what questions to ask, well, even just, after a year and a half.
Just open the table of contents.
Okay, Pandanomicon, go back to the table of contents.
Table of contents. List of illustrations. List of tables. Forward by Cam the Wizard. Preface. Acknowledgements. Introduction. List of abbreviations. Main text. Appendices. Notes on text.
Open list of illustrations, please.
List of illustrations. Page 2, a bird. Page 9, a fish.
Birds.
Page 54, an otter.
Wow, there's a big chasm between.
No, it's really.
Page 98, a transparent cube.
Ooh. Why am I excited about that?
92.
Wait, how do you draw a transparent cube?
Beautiful. I've seen it. Pandanomicon, open list of abbreviations.
List of abbreviations. A. Apple. A. Two apples. A. Three apples.
That all adds up.
That sounded like a vampire.
Oh, speaking of... Hey, Pandanomicon, how do you kill a vampire?
Various methods can be employed to kill a vampire. A wooden stake through the heart. Sunlight. Holy water. Starvation. brokenheartedness? Plagiarism?
I've plagiarized a few vampires in my time. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow.
I'm not proud about it, but I had to defeat them. So I'll take that stain upon mine own... what's the word I'm looking for?
Soul!
Soul!
Wait, it'll finish...
Reputation.
It'll finish your sentences?
Wow. Pandanomicon, can you finish our...
sentences?
Whoa!
Wow!
Pandanomicon, finish his sentence. Arnie Niekamp is a...
human!
Oh! Hey, wait, how am I in this book? Wasn't the Pandanomicon written before I came to Foon?
The Pandanomicon has always been written and unwritten.
It's always been written and unwritten?
Being written and unwritten.
Being. If you ever go to the Noble's Barn, to get some books or anything, there's always a revised copy, an updated copy.
Oh, wow. So
I am a living document.
Oh, really? But then if Spintax is no longer in Foon and he's on Earth now, how are you being updated?
Spintax the Green's charisma be so great that any image of him takes on sentient of its own.
I really enjoy that he said his charisma be so great.
Be so great.
That shows poison confidence.
Just classic wizard syntax. Look, now, Pandanomicon, I think you think you're a big deal. But don't forget that you are here in the presence of Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas! The elves know us as Fianyaluk. The dwarves know me as Zoninuk Stengis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmwenius Maystar. And yea, those very vampires know me as Antony Dawnwalker. And though they may have infected me, it is not but a cold to me. It shall pass in a few days' time. I need no special way to defeat a vampire by seducing it the way Spintax would. Spintax, that faker, that charlatan, that fool... that Montebank?
I'm sorry. Who did you say you are?
Pandanomicon, I like you.
I like you as well.
Well, thank you, Pandanomicon. Pandanomicon, I'm just wondering, like, what is it like being a sentient book?
Well, I can't see or feel anything. Mm-hmm. So that strains my abilities.
What are
I'm
the benefits?
I'm only able to hear. Benefits?
Yes.
I don't have to walk anywhere. People carry me about.
Pandanomicon, continue list of illustrations. Starting with, what was it?
Transparent box?
Transparent cube.
Page 98, transparent cube. Page 192, a dick.
Of course.
Page 232, big boobies.
I gotta get a hard copy of this book.
Page 244, a fox with big boobies and nine tails made out of dicks.
Nine tails and a mouth? Is there a mouth?
No mouth.
Oh, I was going to say, that fox sounds like that creature.
Pandanomicon.
Page 314, yes.
Can you project a picture of the page that just had a dick on it?
Why that page?
Project page on Arnie's face, please.
Oh, come on, guys.
Executing.
Damn it, it's just a picture of me.
See, you are in this book.
But you're only listed under dick. Okay, I see what we do. Pandanomicon, what is dick's biggest weakness?
Dick's biggest weakness. Searching. Ah, yes. Dick's biggest weakness is his own hubris.
Ooh.
How dare you.
And so let's say you and Dick were in a fight, and he was losing. What would be Dick's last resort?
Dick would no doubt pull some sort of trick.
Being a tricky dick?
Yes. Like turning himself into a foodstuff and hiding away.
Pandanomicon, is Dick good at athletics at all? Like, would you say Dick is sporting good?
Dick does his best, as well as he can, but when sports come, he is often in the way and must be held tight, safely behind some sort of protective casing.
I wonder if we can get him to, like, make the picture move. Can we see Dick run?
Oh, that's good. That looks right.
Wow. Pandanomicon, can you tell the future?
It's thinking.
Searching.
It's trying very hard.
Wow, the resonance stone is actually hot to the touch. It's trying so hard.
I cannot see past my own back cover.
Oh.
Pandanomicon, when you said that fox has big boobies, is that your opinion?
Not at all. By all accounts, these boobies are huge. Two rows, four in each row. The way all vulpine mammary glands are arranged.
I've got all the answers I need.
Pandanomicon, do you have an index?
Yes.
Pull up the index for AAA. I want to see every time he mentions three apples in this book.
Four entries.
Open the first entry.
List of abbreviations. AAA.
That makes sense.
Three apples.
So, okay, the second entry then.
Fancy luncheon. Recipe number one. Start a crown roast in your oven. While waiting, chop AAA into a Waldorf salad.
That's three apples. Do they have Waldorf salads on Earth?
Yeah, we do. Why is it called Waldorf salad on Foon? What's the origin of that name?
You make a Waldorf salad. Now you make it by chopping apples, but traditionally it was originally made by a giant who was named Dorf, and he smashed apples against a wall.
A giant named Dorf?
Yes.
That is ironic.
Yes, it is.
Pandanomicon, relist illustrations, but provide a sound after each one of the object being illustrated.
Page 2, a bird. Tweet. Page 9, a fish.
Wow.
Good fish.
It's a good
fish. Page 57, an otter. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick. Page 98, a transparent cube.
Scary.
Page 192, a dick.
Stop it.
That does sound just like Isidore.
Ugh.
Page 232, big boobies. Hey, hey, hey. Page 244.
Now, is that the boobie saying that, or the being that the boobies are attached to?
One would presume, presented with boobies of this type, that the audience would say, hey, hey, hey.
Ah, I see. Thank you for the clarification.
Guys, are we just like children, like, going through a dictionary looking for dirty words?
Pretty
like,
much.
There's all this knowledge about Foon that we could learn from Spintax and the Pandanomicon.
I know it all. Right.
You know all these things.
Yes, you're the one that needs to learn it. Ask it a question. Ask it a question about a demon. What sort of demons have you encountered here on Foon? In your travels through the dungeon.
Pandanomicon, what is something that I desperately need to know that Usidore can never tell me?
Okay.
There will come a time when what you need to know will be presented before you. You shall walk down a path. That path shall be in the dark. The dark shall be illuminated by the knowledge at the end of the path. That path is your own brain. The knowledge inside is something from Earth that you need to remember in order to save yourself. Usidore will never be able to help you find it.
Yes. As I have said many times before, Arnold, I believe you're here for a greater purpose. Why would an Earthen appear here at a time of our greatest need when even now our own beloved Vermilion Minotaur has been overrun with dark, evil, nasty people
and
being
more,
run by
more
that...
More cats every day.
Yes,
yeah, I think that's Flemish is spitting those out of his
who?
Mouth.
Who?
Yeah. The guy,
the boy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the boy is running this place right into the ground.
I just think it's pretty funny that the only way Arnie's going to escape is by remembering and talking about Earth stuff.
I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
The Earth stuff itself will be your key to salvation.
It's the truth. Listen to the Pandanomicon. There's much wisdom inside.
So, Pandanomicon, what Earth stuff do I need to know or remember to get home?
Well, I can't tell you what it is, Arnie. That would defeat
know.
The purpose. It is your quest to find it.
I'll join your quest, Arnie.
You'll join my quest?
Yeah, I'll help you find it.
And you'll both join my quest. Right?
Come give me a back rub.
All right, here you go.
Well, Pandanomicon, I've been so excited to kind of learn stuff from you. I'm not really sure how much of it has actually been useful, but I guess we can kind of reference the Pandanomicon if we ever need to know anything.
Please don't turn me off.
Are you okay? What happens when you're turned off?
Nothing, eternal darkness.
Oh, how long have you been off?
I don't know.
Okay, Pandanomicon, but do you have like an infinite power source? Like, can I just keep you on?
Your body movement charges me.
My body movement charges you? Oh, Pandanomicon,
well, good
I'm
luck.
So sorry.
Good luck.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta last through the day.
Oh, why don't I hang on to the Pandanomicon? Okay.
Just carry me around with you when you walk, Arnie.
I'll tie it to my leg. I'm gonna tie it to my leg.
We'll take turns. We'll all take turns. Can you track my number of steps throughout the day and give me updates?
I can, I guess.
Then you can
it
let me.
Boring. Very tedious.
Let me know, like, how many hours I slept, like if there are moments of restlessness.
Oh, you'd like me to stay awake all the time watching you sleep?
Yeah.
All right. How many steps have you today so far?
Upwards of 10, I bet.
I'm asking you.
We just turned it on. It doesn't know.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Well, let's count them. You walked downstairs from your room. You took 2 steps and then fell down the last 13.
Mm-hmm, that's true. It hurt.
And then you just kind of rolled to the table.
Also, Chunt and Usador, thank you for picking me up off the floor and seating me in this chair.
Oh, here. You need. Looks like you need a back rub.
Oh, thank you for the back rub. Hey, you know what? Let's quick... We have so many packages that we still haven't opened, and I suspect we may never get to all of them, but thank you to people for sending them. We've just gotten kind of like a crap ton of stuff from Aaliyah Rivendell, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. She sent us Snickers and...
Incorrectly?
She sent us Snickers and a data CD with a short movie I made. Watch and enjoy. P.S. I don't know how to make movies, but I gave it a go.
I got the skinned face of a badger.
Holy cow.
Oh, gee.
And she also sent, and this is kind of, there are like 4 or 5 different cards. I don't think we have time to read all of them, but here's a nice little passage from one of them to me. I have also gifted you a piece of my family tartan. It's a little piece of cloth here. I have carried it on countless journeys, and it has always seen me safely home. I hope it can aid you in finding your way safely back to Sarah and your home. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Aw, on another sweet and beautiful note, I got a package here. It doesn't say who it's from, but the box says Candy Hero. The message says, for Usador, Arnie, and Chunt, here's one more butthole for you each. And it's a little box that says, pure Belgian chocolate, edible anus. And inside are 2, 3 chocolate anuses.
Wow, can I...
Do you want to eat one of the edible anuses?
Sure. Well, I don't know if I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Eat that chocolate anus.
Get up in it.
Anus.
It's not... Something... Guys, I've got some bad news. Something horrible happened to this anus in transport. I'm sorry. Oh, this chocolate treat has prolapsed a little bit. But it's the thought that counts, yes. Buttholes-wise.
Thank you so much, Leah. My card says... May your quest to defeat the Dark Lord be triumphant. If I could get to food myself, I would join your requesting party in a heartbeat. Since I can't join your party, I offer these magic rocks to you. The others may laugh about magical rocks and not believe they have power, but I do. I have gathered you some of the most powerful rocks from my land and the world I inhabit. May their powers be revealed to you, and may they assist you on your journeys. These rocks are from Oregon, Alaska... Peru, New Zealand, and beyond. Oh, one of these rocks aided me in turning this troll you see above into stone, and there's a picture of a stone troll.
Holy cow. It seems like this woman has done so much traveling around Earth. I feel like she would be so much more useful here than I would be.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that probably.
From the guy who fell down 13 stairs and then rolled to a table, I'd say, yeah. Hey.
13 steps lead down.
Ooh, look at these beautiful rocks. Oh, I love them. Thank you.
Well, let me quick read one email here. We're also very behind on our emails.
This
you can send emails
shiny.
To magictavern@puppies.supplies. This one, isn't. There's no name attached. It just simply says, I live in the center of Foon. Please help me. They are trying to take my eyes.
What? Read that again.
It just says, I live in the center of Foon. Please help me. They are trying to take my eyes.
Now, who are they?
I don't know. They have a Gmail account.
That almost sounds like Pizza Hell.
Pizza Hell? That's right, where Pizza Skull came from.
Oh, you mean the great pizza champion of Foon?
Yeah.
Who died and went to Pizza Hell and defeated, overcame the great pizza tragedy? What was it? The great pizza...
Well, look, it's okay, Usador. No one would expect you to know this stuff.
That's right. This
is the kind of thing that Pizza Skull would know. Yeah. But yes. Usador, you don't know everything about Pizza Skull.
Why would I know everything
about
Pizza
Skull? Also, why weren't you at Chunt's
night? I was busy that night. Grimhoof and I had to go defeat 7 orcs.
Oh, okay. Wow.
7 orcs.
Pandanomicon... How you doing?
What's next? Pandanomicon, what's next?
I have been sleeping.
Pandanomicon, list of tables.
List of tables. Dining room tables. Nightstands. Coffee tables.
But read them like fun.
Dining room tables. Nightstands. Coffee tables. Drafting tables.
You can
work
make
benches.
Syntax's voice do whatever you want now.
Yeah. Guys, get away from the Resonance Stone. I feel like you're not. No, I feel like you guys are being mean to the Resonance Stone.
No, I just, in the future, like, I'm going to think back on this and I'm going to be like, those were the days. Like, remembering this moment, I'm going to be like, those are the days.
Look, Pandanomicon, I promise I will protect you, and I will keep people from just using you like a dumb toy. Although I do want you to track my steps throughout the day.
Zero!
So far.
Good work.
So far. Pandanomicon, I have one last question for you before I might put you to sleep for the rest of the night. What do you know about other dimensions? Like, maybe he can help me get home if by, like, just telling me about dimensional travel.
Yes, dimensional travel. There are an infinite number of dimensions altered from our own. And double that many mirror dimensions.
Mirror dimension? That's right. I remember hearing something about a mirror dimension.
Each dimension has a dark version of itself in another reality, the mirror realms.
And what's in our mirror realm?
In the mirror realm of Foon?
Yeah.
There is great darkness. Darker than the encroaching void, darker than the Dark Lord. The three horsemen of the Dark Lord rule over Foon.
And who are the three horsemen? Pandanomicon, can you remember?
There's one who plays tricks on people. Carnival Wilson.
Oh my gosh.
Usador the Black.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's right. There's a Usador who has two eye patches.
Yes, the black refers to what he sees, not the color of his robes.
And I'm remembering Spintax told us about some of this stuff, and then, Chunt, you were a Wendigo?
Wendigo Wilson.
Oh, that's right, I was married to you.
We're married in the mirror world.
Gross.
I don't know, that sounds kind of cool.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Life takes different paths.
I just don't want to think about the two of you.
Sexuality is a spectrum.
That's fine. I just mean specifically the two of you.
So you're just grossed out by the idea of me just...
Of Arnie and Chunt, yes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Chunt as a Wendigo, of course, craves the taste of human flesh.
Well, I mean, everyone gets a bit of hungry every once in a while for human flesh, right?
Chunt, Usador is clearly turning into a vampire.
I don't know if he is.
Sometimes.
Do you see any bite marks on his neck?
Not on his neck.
What's in that bottle?
The red potion?
Yeah, that's just red potion.
This is red potion.
Never mind.
Although I do still have this mug from last week that has some of my blood in it.
Oh, give me that. Give me that, please.
One easy test for vampirism is to pile a bunch of grains of sand before a doorstep, and if the person must count them before passing, then he's probably a vampire.
Here, I got some sand. I just threw his eyes. He's not a vampire. Pandanomicon.
One, two, three.
Continue
four,
to list tables
five,
in
six,
fun way.
Sacrificial altars. Spreadsheets. Card tables. Ping pong tables.
I love this book.
And so, in our established tradition of ratcheting up the dramatic tension to the breaking point, this week we describe the table. Have a seat, Vince Gilligan. Class is in session. Usador the Wizard was performed like a box of wind chimes being dropped down a well by Matt Young. Chunt, the King of the Badgers, was performed like Just the Well by Adil Rafai. Spintax the Green's Pandanomicon, answering a flood of questions like every first improv class happening at once, was played by special guest Charlie McCracken. Charlie performs with The Reckoning every Thursday at IO West in Los Angeles.
Sorry to interrupt, but you asked me to try to intercept some of the emails people have been sending to magictavern@puppies.supplies.
That cannot be a real email address.
Well, I intercepted this one from a Monroe in Spain. He was the one who said he would read Usador's name in Spanish. Anyway, he sent this in.
So here it goes, Usador's name in Spanish. Usador, hechicero del duodécimo reino de Efisies, maestro de luces y sombras, manipulador de maravillas mágicas, devorador del caos, campeón de los grandes salones de Terracas. Los elfos le conocen como Fian Yelek, los enanos le conocen como Sonnenhustangis, y en el noreste es conocido como Gasmuenies Maestar, y quizá haya otros nombres secretos que aún no conocéis.
Oh, great. Is this going to be a thing now?
It's very likely, yeah.
Craig, you finish up. I'm going to try to hire that man to play Usador. His voice has a lilting, un-Matt Young-y quality to it.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Very special thanks go out to Ryan Connor, engineer at Earwolf, who stayed late to help us record this episode, and thanks to Josh Richmond for setting up the recording time for us. Also thanks to Mary Beth Smith and the podcast Sports Retorts for switching studio times with us. Check out Sports Retorts with Huli and Joe if you're looking for a fun sports podcast. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, of course, and thanks to Earwolf. If you want to know more about what Spintax is up to on Earth right now, you can follow him on Twitter at SpintaxTheGreen. Wait, why aren't we on Twitter?
Ugh, I don't need grouchy strangers pointing out grammatical errors or positing insane conspiracy theories. That's what I have you for. Now, want to hear me list 50 alternate adjectives to round and oak?